an event that happens every year. It's an annual fundraiser for the Jaclyn Arts and Cultural Center called Opera on a Summer's Eve. And it will be some of the major singers of our area, along with violinist Mateusz Wolski, joining in on a real tribute to the beauty and joy of song. A lot of familiar pieces will be done, and surprises and many things. 7:30 at the Jaclyn Arts and Cultural Center in Post Falls. And we're going to get going with that very thing with a quick preview. We have in the studio the duo of Heather and Derek Parker, and they have the famous duet Cinque from The Marriage of Figaro, in which, among other things, the bed is being measured. Let's go to our studio and for, once again, Heather and Derek Parker and this duet from Mozart's Marriage of Figaro. Our studio, we were hearing Heather and Derek Parker, along with the pianist David DeMann, doing that duet from The Marriage of Figaro, of a little bit of courtship aspect when you start out by measuring the room for the bed. That's pretty obvious the way that that would work. And that is a preview of what's happening tonight at 7:30 at the Jaclyn Arts and at the Jaclyn Arts and Cultural Center. And in Post Falls, an annual event that is put on by Margot Faulkner. And it's going to be a real review of many of the singers of our area. So let's welcome a couple of them here to the microphones, Heather and Derek. So we'll start with you, Heather. Good morning and welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you.
We had you here a few few weeks, months ago, so I'm glad we enticed you back
to
sing. And Derek, welcome to our new studio.
Good morning.
Fun place to sing, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so this event, because Ms. Faulkner does this every year, and have you each done it before?
Mm-hmm.
Once before. Yeah, for me.
Oh.
Okay.
I feel like I've done it a few times.
Yeah. Well, husband and wife, but you do function as independent artists in many different things. And speaking of nice rooms to sing in, that's a really fun one, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just with all of that lovely resonance. Okay. So you're doing this duet together. What else is each of you doing on this?
Well, I'm singing the Rossini Tarantella.
Which we'll get to later.
Mm-hmm. And Lascia ch'io pianga, the Handel.
Oh, sure.
Rinaldo.
Oh. And because that, not to denigrate anything, but it is kind of a greatest hits program, isn't mm-hmm. it? Aren't there a lot of familiar tunes that people are just going to sink in? Oh, that tune.
Mm-hmm.
Because certainly
a lot of familiar music.
For all of the title may not be familiar, the Handel, people are going to know they've heard that tune before.
Sure.
And what about you, Derek?
I will be singing La Calunnia from the Barbara Seville,
mm-hmm.
and also Santa Lucia.
Oh, good. So again, it's some opera, and then it's just some good old Italian
songs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Does Margot have a theme to this? Is there a title or a theme that holds the program together? Do you know of?
What is the?
I mean, I think it's opera.
It's all Italian music. Yeah, opera.
Oh, it's all Italian.
With a couple surprises sprinkled.
Well,
in.
There have to be a little of those. Yeah. And then, are you doing any ensembles with any of the other singers? Either of you?
Yes, we'll be doing Libiamo from La Traviata.
Oh, so that must be the group tune, isn't every the drinking song? Mm-hmm. As it's also known.
Yes.
So
get everybody in the mood.
Yeah.
And I believe we'll do a version of O Sole Mio.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
And those are the two ensemble pieces.
Yeah. Who needs three tenors when you have five opera singers involved in this whole thing? Well, what opera singers love to do is talk about the other ones. So let's do that. Don Volsky, who's involved. This is kind of neat because of the three of you sopranos, she and Christina Kowalski, and you, Heather. You're each enough different from each other,
mm-hmm.
aren't you? In your voices and what you sing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, Dawn is singing, and she, of course, has the beautiful, sparkling high notes that just we're all envious of. Mm-hmm. Just beautiful. And Christina has just got a beautiful, beautiful, luscious voice, and it's really fun being up there with the other two of them. And Brandon, the tenor, he's really wonderful. It's all just... Well, and of course, David Demand, our maestro, who's mm-hmm. just amazing that he mm-hmm. can keep up with everybody.
Oh, there's
year.
Nothing. There's nothing he can't play.
No, yeah. No, really, you can throw anything at him.
We also have Mateusz, who will be on violin, mm-hmm. and he's the first chair with mm-hmm. the symphony.
Yeah, and does he, as far as you know, does he do anything with a singer, or does he simply play by himself?
He does.
Mm-hmm.
He does.
Do he and Don have
a
duet? That would be logical,
right?
Do you happen to know what it is?
We can't give that away. That's
okay. Well, let's not give away any surprises.
You'll enjoy it. We'll just say that.
Sure.
It's a familiar tune that everyone knows.
Mm-hmm. And it's a fundraiser for the Jacqueline Arts and Cultural Center, which is a great example of a community having its own focus for mm-hmm. place, as well as a great use of a building that had it met the wrecking ball, that would have been very sad, just mm-hmm. for the beauty of that room. And then we should also say that Dawn has a new job
mm-hmm.
that she's doing as, interestingly enough, not the artistic director, but the executive director.
Well, it's technically the general director.
Yes. Which is probably a great European term. You've probably encountered general directors because they need to know everything from the art to the business, don't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
it's not I would call it the jack of all trades as a general director.
So we of course know that she has the artistic side, but I think she's proving that she has the administrative side too.
Right.
To really make it happen. And then they have two operas coming up, Tosca here just in a week or two, right away. And then Carmen next month, and you're not involved with either of those. But it's kind of an interesting thing. Heather, you can go back to this from when you grew up in this town, when there were frankly only two or three or four singers in town, that could just come out and do anything and just wow any audience everywhere. And now what? There's five or ten.
It's really amazing, actually, the local talent that's here. And on this program alone, I mean, we've all had careers and singing all over the place, some international, and it's just really, it's awesome to be involved with, for a small town like Spokane, to have so much musical talent is really wonderful, and I would encourage people to come tonight just because I think some people aren't aware of the level of talent that's here, and I think it's something really special and unique, and it's going to be a really fun program, so... Yeah.
That's tonight, 7:30 at the Jacqueline Arts and Cultural Center. If conceptually you need to know where that is, it's pretty easy. You get off on Spokane Street, and then you just kind of continue a little bit of east, paralleling the freeway, and you come to this sweet, lovely old converted church, which is now the performance space for there. Shall we send you to the other? Shall we banish you? we're sending Heather to the other room for a little bit of a closer on this. And then, Derek, as careers go, and you've done all these things all over the world, now that you live in Spokane, you've taken on another core career for yourself. Talk about your day job.
Yes. Back in February, I accepted the Director of Music and Worship at First Presbyterian Church. I'm enjoying it tremendously. It allows me to use some talents that maybe a lot of people didn't know I had.
I've seen you play the piano.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But growing up, in the black church in the South, I played by ear and played for choirs and things. So I get to use that talent in the contemporary service that we do, and then use my classical training in the traditional service.
Yeah, what a great combination. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's been a fine thing, and First Pres, which has such a tradition of music making in this in this town. So you're doing that. Well, let's not ice the shooter too long, as they say in basketball. Back to our studio, and Heather is there for along with David DeMand, the pianist for the Rossini Tarantella.
Giorno, luna in mezzo al mare, mamma mia, si sfonderà, corre bella per danzare che in amor toccherà. Giorno, luna in mezzo al mare, mamma mia, si sfonderà, corre bella per danzare che in amor toccherà. Gialla luna in mezzo al mare, mamma mia, si salterà, fresco d'onza, tonto, tonto, donne mie, venite qua, un garzon veloce, conto, giusto, togherà, finché sempre luna stella, e non luna stenderà, il più bel colloquio della donna, le donzerà, mamma mia, gialla luna in mezzo al mare, mamma mia, mamma mia, mamma mia, si salterà, fricche, 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 mamma mia, si salterà. Fricche, 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 mamma mia, si salterà. Ra, la, 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 ra. Gira, gira, ogni occhio che cerchio va, già s'avanza si ritira.
Heather Parker, along with pianist David DeMann, doing the Rossini Tarantella, one of the many delights that will be on the concert tonight in Post Falls at the Jacqueline Arts and Cultural Center, 7:30 performance. It's a benefit for the Jacqueline Arts and Cultural Center, and it's called Opera on a Summer's Eve.